Now to North Carolina, controlled by Republicans, but very much a swing state. Voting rights advocates are accusing Republicans there of trying to sidestep a recent court decision and make it harder for African Americans to vote. That decision by a federal appeals court struck down parts of the state's new voting law. WFAE's Michael Tomsic reports on what happens next.
This particular fight is over early voting. More than half of North Carolina voters use it, and African Americans do so at higher rates than whites. They also tend to vote for Democrats. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals struck down the cuts to early voting and other changes Republican state lawmakers passed, ruling they targeted African Americans with, quote, almost surgical precision. Allison Riggs argued the case for the League of Women Voters.
The state did its best to restrict voting opportunities, and the 4th Circuit shot that down. And now all that's left is the counties to give it their best shot.
Here's how that fight has shifted. Under the law struck down, there were fewer days of early voting, but counties had to offer at least the same number of hours as the previous presidential election. The ruling added days but got rid of that hours requirement. Most counties came up with new early voting plans that have bipartisan support. But Riggs says in about a third of counties,
those range from outrageously bad to sort of bad to this is problematic and doesn't make good sense.
Republicans on local election boards in some rural, heavily African-American counties want to drastically cut hours and polling sites compared to 2012. Board members in three of those counties, Lenore, Northampton, and Birdie, declined our interview requests. In letters to the state, they say the reductions make sense because of costs, their small populations, and the threat of voter fraud. The president of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg NAACP, Corinne Mack, doesn't buy it.
It feels like Jim Crow. Now, I know people use the term new Jim Crow, you know, but when we look at what's happening in this country, it feels as if there are still some people who have not got it. They have not got the revelation that we are all human beings.
The chair of the Mecklenburg County Republican Party, Claire Mahoney, says she recognizes some African Americans view this in terms of the state's history of discrimination.
I mean, I can understand it, but it's not. That's the problem. We can discuss these things without basically looking at every single person who has a different view and saying they're evil and saying that they're racist.
Mahoney says there are legitimate reasons to reduce early voting. She says candidates have less time to campaign, and early voting sites are often not staffed as well to prevent fraud.
Republicans are looking at maintaining and assuring the integrity of the election process.
The evidence in the North Carolina case has shown it is tougher to verify registrations when people sign up during early voting. But although the risk of fraud is real, the judges have ruled there's little to no evidence of it actually happening. And that risk has not stopped the State Board of Elections from encouraging early voting. Josh Lawson is the board's general counsel.
We want to make sure that voting option, to which many folks have become accustomed, is a robust one throughout the state.
The State Board of Elections will have the final say on the county's early voting plans. The board plans to settle this fight at its meeting tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Michael Tomsic in Charlotte.